Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being perfect, recognizing that perfection in our own wisdom and strength and power is not possible, but even acknowledging that, we realize Jesus is the one that can make us perfect. In fact, he instructs us to be perfect just as our Heavenly Father is perfect. We talked a little bit about this on Sunday, about being perfect deals with a completeness. And we're made complete in Christ. And so each day this week, we're talking and praying about a different aspect of being perfect according to God's Word. And today we're going to focus in on a topic that, well, it's not typically what we think of when we think about being perfect. In fact, we probably don't think a lot about desiring this kind of perfection. But we're going to focus in on being perfect in weakness. Paul writes and he talks about his struggles, his weaknesses, his thorn in the flesh, the things that he felt held him back, that kept him from being what he thought he could be. In fact, they were such a hindrance from his perspective that he asked God to remove this thorn in the flesh, remove this difficulty, this struggle. And here's God's answer, the way Paul put it. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore," Paul says, "I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." It's in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. To recognize our human flesh desire is for people to see our strength. In fact, there's a lot of things out there, teachings that would encourage us to lean into our strength, to work from our strength, to present from our strength, to focus so much of who we are on our strength. And God comes along and he says, how about serving in your weakness? Acknowledging your frailty. Doing the things that you can't do. That's typically our holdup. I can't do it. And because that may very well be a true statement, we convince ourselves, or we don't even consider the fact that we're saying God can't do it. And so we discount, ignore, refuse his help, his strength, his power. It doesn't mean that every one of us is called to do everything. But in the conviction of God's Spirit, to live obediently to his word, the reasoning that I can't do it really isn't valid. It may be true, but it's not valid. The question is, does God want to do it through me? That's the answer we ought to be seeking. That's the answer we ought to find. Because we discover that being perfect in our weakness is leaning into the strength of God. It's making His strength visible in us. If God has gifted you in a certain way that is obvious to everyone around you, that you're able to do this, many times it's obvious, but it's not obvious that God's the one that has done it. In fact, you can watch a lot of professional athletes. And it's kind of mixed. There are those who definitely acknowledge that their ability has come from God. There are others who give the impression that their ability is their own. And when we live life in a way that exhibits an ability that we claim to be our own, that is viewed by others to be our own, typically living in that ability simply brings credit to us. And it even takes a more deliberate life to give that credit back to God. But when we do the things that don't seem natural to us, that no one would claim is our gift, then people have to ask themselves, where did that come from? How could they do that? As the apostles would teach following the ascension of Jesus back to heaven and would proclaim with great power the wisdom of God, the teaching of Jesus. The Bible says that those in authority, those that did not want them teaching about Jesus, those that opposed the teaching of Jesus, recognized that these were just ordinary, unschooled men. But they recognized also that these men had been with Jesus. That's being perfect in weakness. Through the power of God's Spirit within them, they were doing beyond the natural expectation of those who knew them. They were living life not limited by their own ability. And in our weaknesses, God is visible as that strength, because it becomes the only explanation. Growing up in this extreme fear of people that I've had, would hide when even relatives would come over to the house for birthday party or whatever, just because of that fear of interaction. Rarely would speak if I could avoid it. And to realize the power of God, to take that fear and for Him to declare, I can do something with that. And all of us have weaknesses. And sometimes our weaknesses are very obvious to ourselves. Sometimes they're very obvious to others. But God's desire for every one of us is that even in that acknowledgement, that it would not become an excuse to sit back. But to spend time with God, seeking how He wants to use that weakness. How He wants to be seen as strong in us and through us. When we do the things, when we say the things, when we live the things that are only possible through Him, we discover being made perfect in weakness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've created us all as unique individuals, designed to do good works that You created in advance for us to do. And sometimes You have works for us to do that require our strengths, require the things that we're good at, that You made us good at, that everyone knows that we're good at. And so, God, in the midst of those times, may we be very careful to not take the credit for being good on our own, for being strong on our own. And even when it seems natural to everyone else, may we acknowledge before people that it comes from You. But God, I also pray that we would not allow the weaknesses that we know we have to be a stumbling block to the strength that You want to reveal from Yourself. May we be filled with a greater awareness of how You can take those things that we believe are impossible so that You could be seen as strong when You do them. And so, God, whether it's in our strength or our weakness, may we be made perfect in Christ. Not because we are perfect, but because You are. So God, it's my prayer today that we understand and we recognize and we embrace the truth that Your grace, Your gifting, it's sufficient. It's enough. And in it, through our weakness, You can be seen by those around us as the one who is strong. And so, God, in everything that we do, may we lift up Jesus as our source, as our strength, as our perfection. That as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God. so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.